back. Ooh, here we go again. Oh, man. So I hope you got your joints lit up, because we're just jumping right into this one, gang. We got no time to waste. I rambled a little bit and went over my 10 minutes. So you got a hookup on this last bag. Got a little more, you know, got a little more than a dime. You're welcome, motherfucker. Our first case takes us to Vegas. It was a case that I heard a little bit about because a friend posted about it last week. So, you know, it caught my curiosity, and then the update happened 2 days ago, I think it was. So once that happened, it was like, oh, shit. Now, yeah, I definitely got to talk about this one. So last week, a 2-year-old boy went missing on Cinco de Mayo, and his mother pleaded for the public and the authorities to put all hands on deck to search, and the response was large. But unfortunately, we got the worst news we possibly could get, as I said 2 days ago, when the boyfriend of the mother, Terrell Rhodes, a.k.a. Bitch Boy, fuck him, was arrested and now faces charges of murder of the young little toddler, man. The man didn't go down without a fight, and I hope the cops really gave it to him, because the guy fought multiple cops, and even being able to fucking briefly retrieve one of the fucking cops' firearms for just, you know, a second, very, very quick, but one of the officers quickly subdued him without shots being fired, or this would be a very different story. I'd be talking about a guy dead as a motherfucker if one shot was fired. So, yeah, he caught a break by not firing that gun. Of course, he's getting hit with additional charges for that dumbass move. But I think the murder charge is enough to give him his his fill on, you know, jailhouse food and prison cock. So I think he'll be good with that murder charge. Initially, when police talked to Terrell, he told police, quote, a woman claiming to be a relative showed up at their apartment and said she was there to take care of him, and she took him. Yeah, because, you know, I'm sure your girlfriend would blindly just tell someone to go pick up her kid without letting you know. Yeah, totally makes sense. Totally makes sense. So officers, of course, became suspicious of this because, you know, how dumb it sounds, and then started investigating Terrell. After thoroughly investigating him and exhausting search efforts to find the young little boy, officers locked in on him and then served his ass with a warrant. It hasn't been said if a body was found, but it's safe to say that enough evidence has come about if they went to arrest him, because you're not going to arrest somebody like, there can be no body and they still will arrest you if there's enough circumstantial evidence that points to murder. And that's what I think is in this case. So hopefully they lock in on enough evidence to resolve this case without trial and, you know, drag the family through months and months of litigation and fucking appeals and motions and all kinds of bullshit. Hopefully this guy just says, you know, fuck it, I did it, I'm a bitch. Let me take a plea deal, 25, and ship his ass up and hope he just gets raped daily. But doesn't seem like a good guy. He already put up a fight against cops, so who knows? He might drag this one out. This next case is a short one, as it just happened and not a lot of details have been released. But it's tragic in more than just one way. Because one person lost their life. One person's life is altered forever because of oh, that got me. Because of a mistake. Plain and simple. that it got me for real. So a young Dunkin' Donuts employee by the name of Corey Pujos was working his shift when a unruly elderly man came through his drive-thru window. This customer was a regular and, according to Corey, was regularly rude as well. So he was a piece of shit already. You know, excuse me. Let me not call him a piece of shit. He is a victim here. He was not a nice person, according to Corey and other employees. There, the customer became more irate. So Corey told the man that, hey, bro, you got to go. You're not going to get served today. So the elderly man then parked his car angrily, of course, after being told to leave. And then he went inside the store to confront Corey. And that's where things really escalated, unfortunately. When the elderly man entered the restaurant, he immediately yelled a racial slur at Corey. And then Corey asked the man to say it again while walking towards him. The man then said the slur again, loudly, in Corey's face. And of course, not of course, but unfortunately, Corey lost his temper. Corey then struck the man once, and the man fell back, hitting his head really hard on the floor. The surveillance tape clearly shows the impact. As soon as it happened, the customers rushed to the hospital, suffering from a fractured skull and brain contusions, which is basically bruising of the brain. Just blood settling in certain areas. Not good. Not good. He then died 2 days later from his injuries, and it was a shock to Corey because he was initially charged with batter of a person over the age of 65. And released on a $2,000 bond. Light charge, probably get probation for that. After the man passed away, his charges then got upgraded to aggravated manslaughter, and he was immediately arrested. And now he faces 30 years in prison. Oh, man. I feel like this is a prime time for Dunkin' Donuts to really gain some love from the public and from the media by just helping this kid out. You know, you don't have to pay all his bills. You don't have to get him the best lawyer in the world, but just help him. Help him get, he's got a fucking public defender. If anyone's ever done time, if anyone's ever been to court, you know, public defenders, while they're good lawyers, they're just overwhelmed. They really can't get into a case the way a lawyer that's paid can get into a case, because he can focus on that because he's paid to focus on that. So I just hope Dunkin' Donuts maybe helps the kid out. You know, to me, he just lost his temper. He let his temper get the best of him after someone got under his skin. It happens to, you know, people. And he's young. And when I was young, shit. Check my police record. I was not a good kid. I had a quick temper, ready to fucking go. Drop of a dime, let's do it. And I don't think anyone should lose decades of their life for, you know, for that. But he does need to face some kind of punishment. He did make a mistake. A life was lost. Hopefully all parties can reach a fair agreement, and you know, I say like 5 years is more than enough for this kind of mistake. But that's not up to me. And you know, unfortunately, it will come down to how the prosecutor feels the day that he's recommending sentencing. And it depends on how the judge feels, because the judge can be like, nah, fuck that, I'm maxing you out. Like, it's just, I just hope this kid doesn't completely lose his entire life. Come on, system. Do something right. So this last case has a happy ending for once. So yeah, I'm going to leave you guys with at least some happiness to end it after all this fucking tragedy, but a rough ass start. Another local one, just before 2 PM yesterday, May 12th, a Jeep was stolen from the intersection of Chambers and 51st here in, good old Denver, nip there near the airport area. So, to the owner of the car and the police, the car was the least of their fucking worries, because inside the stolen SUV was her 2-year-old toddler. Yeah, just That would freak anybody out. It's like, fuck that car. My kid, motherfucker. Man, I would lose my shit if somebody stole my car with Bubba and Rocky in it. Like, I'd lose everything. I'd fucking John Wick a motherfucker quick. So I can only imagine how a mother feels. Whew. But the police jumped into action fucking boom, immediately. Wasted no time. They hear a two-year-old, they're going to fucking jump into action. You say like 16-year-old, they're a little slower to react because, you know, they're like, oh, it's a teenager. You know, they're just being rebellious. It's kind of fucked up, but I do get the concern for a two-year-old. I mean, it's a baby. They can't really fend for themselves or do anything. So I get it. And they were able to locate the child and the Jeep just 45 minutes later, not far from where it was stolen. The child was unharmed and taken to a hospital for a further examination to confirm the police's findings. The suspect was also found shortly after the car was found, about two hours after it was stolen, and was arrested but not formally charged yet. But charges are soon to come. I'm sure he'll be charged tomorrow probably. And I'm sure they will include child endangerment and car theft. So he's fucked. He's fucked. He's doing some time. Bro's definitely doing some time. Well, gang, gotta wrap this one up. But make sure you tune in to this month's kickoff session for May the Lord Forgive Me as we dive into a crazy case of Jeffrey Lundgren. No relation to Dolph. This nut job was the leader of the Latter-day Saint movement-based cult, very similar to the fundamentalist Latter-day Saint sect of the Mormonism religion, which is basically the ones that still believe in the old Mormon polygamy, all that shit. And this sick fuck on April 17th, 1989, decided he was going to kill five people in Kirtland, Ohio, including an entire innocent family and members of his own cult. So, you know, yeah, complete piece of shit. Luckily, this piece of shit was sentenced to death and he was executed in 1990. So fuck this guy. He's gone. It's a wild one. So don't miss it, tokers. Make sure you tune in. I know you've missed me. You've missed my sexy voice. But don't worry, you won't miss it anymore because I'm going to be bombarding you motherfuckers with episodes here soon. Till tomorrow, gang. Peace. Love y'all.